on FM, on the station app, and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
Four suspected murderers have been killed in a shootout with police this afternoon in Durban North. The KZN Police's Paul Magwaza says the group was spotted earlier driving on Lark Road in Avoca Hills, heading towards Dumsani Makaya Drive. He says the occupants opened fire when they saw officers.
And the police retaliated. During the shootout, three suspects were fatally wounded. A search in the vicinity of the crime scene led to the discovery of a fourth suspect who had been shot and killed but tried to flee. The suspects were found in possession of three firearms. No police officer was injured during the shootout. The suspects will be profiled to see if they are not linked in any other crimes.
The police say the suspects had also been wanted for robberies and extortion cases in the Eteguini district. Murder-accused Durban businessman Farrell Govender has lost his appeal against the decision to deny him bail. Judgment was handed down in the Durban High Court today. The 40-year-old and his brother Darren Govender were arrested in early January in connection with the murder of businessman Shailen Singh. Singh was gunned down in Umhlanga in December. Darren Govender was granted bail of 200,000 rand with conditions last month. The siblings are set to return to court in May. The clock is ticking for the SASSA grant beneficiaries to migrate from using gold cards to the Postbank's black cards. The old cards are being phased out. Beneficiaries will not be able to use them after today. But human rights group Black Sash has voiced concerns about what it says are discrepancies amid the replacement process. Oliver Meth of the organisation says more needs to be done to prevent thousands of beneficiaries from being left stranded.
Many beneficiaries have raised that their grants were not received in full, or that some of their grants were not paid out at all onto the new card despite them being swapping. We've also found that in the field during our monitoring over this period since February, that there have been massive network glitches that always happen on grant payment dates, which have forced Postbank to have to turn away many of the clients and ask them to return when the network is up and running. And this has caused so much disadvantage to some of our beneficiaries.
And French authorities say one person died trying to cross the English Channel in an overloaded migrant boat. Three people had to be lifted from the water, with more rescued from on board. They were picked up off the coast of Gravelines in northern France this morning. The top story this hour, four suspected murderers have been killed in a shootout with police officers in Durban North this afternoon. More news at ecr.co.za.